Variant 6.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. I thought you were exercising, but you're eating ice cream.
It's the first ice cream I've had this week. And this break is only for a few minutes.
Is it?
Yes. It's a hot day, and I've been cycling for an hour already. Haven't I deserved a short break?
Okay. Don't worry so much. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Can I take your bicycle for a short ride while you're enjoying your ice cream?
Yes, sure. But don't be too long. I'll be waiting for you here, on the bench.
Dialogue B.
What hot weather we are having today. I don't even want to go out. It's impossible to breathe there.
There's no need for you to go out. It's your day off, isn't it?
Yes, lucky me. And I'll take the ice cream out of the fridge and we'll be enjoying it on the sofa with the book I started yesterday.
It's not fair. You're just saying that to make me feel envious and unhappy.
Yes, I am. But if you buy some fruit on the way back, in the evening, I'll make cool, fresh fruit cocktails. Does that make you feel any better?
Dialogue C. Are you feeling okay? Your face is red. Why?
I'm fine, but it looks like I've lost my notebook somewhere. I was sure it was in my bag, but it's not here.
Stop worrying.
But I can't. If I don't hand in my homework now, it will affect my final grades. You know how important the grades are for me at the moment.
Look, here is your notebook. It was on that desk. I think you put it there yourself when you were getting out all your books and notepads from the bag.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I had a problem with one of the tasks here. Could you look at it? We still have a couple of minutes of break time.
Dialogue D. Hi, you are late. My break is almost over and I have to be off soon.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I had to complete an important piece of work. I couldn't just leave it.
Right, are you saying my job is less important?
No. It certainly isn't. But let's switch to our lunch, okay? What are you having? Mushroom soup? I think I'll take the same.
And I've ordered some sandwiches and tea for both of us.
Okay.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. I thought you were exercising, but you're eating ice cream.
It's the first ice cream I've had this week. And this break is only for a few minutes.
Is it?
Yes. It's a hot day, and I've been cycling for an hour already. Haven't I deserved a short break?
Okay. Don't worry so much. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Can I take your bicycle for a short ride while you're enjoying your ice cream?
Yes, sure. But don't be too long. I'll be waiting for you here, on the bench.
Dialogue B.
What hot weather we are having today. I don't even want to go out. It's impossible to breathe there.
There's no need for you to go out. It's your day off, isn't it?
Yes, lucky me. And I'll take the ice cream out of the fridge and we'll be enjoying it on the sofa with the book I started yesterday.
It's not fair. You're just saying that to make me feel envious and unhappy.
Yes, I am. But if you buy some fruit on the way back, in the evening I'll make cool, fresh fruit cocktails. Does that make you feel any better?
Dialogue C. Are you feeling okay? Your face is red. Why?
I'm fine, but it looks like I've lost my notebook somewhere. I was sure it was in my bag, but it's not here.
Stop worrying.
But I can't. If I don't hand in my homework now, it will affect my final grades. You know how important the grades are for me at the moment.
Look, here is your notebook. It was on that desk. I think you put it there yourself when you were getting out all your books and notepads from the bag.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I had a problem with one of the tasks here. Could you look at it? We still have a couple of minutes of break time.
Dialogue D. Hi, you are late. My break is almost over and I have to be off soon.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I had to complete an important piece of work. I couldn't just leave it.
Right, are you saying my job is less important?
No. It certainly isn't. But let's switch to our lunch, okay? What are you having? Mushroom soup? I think I'll take the same.
And I've ordered some sandwiches and tea for both of us.
Okay.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I hate the weather we're having this summer. It's cold and rainy, and it doesn't feel like summer at all. Fortunately, it didn't rain yesterday, and we enjoyed the concert at the City Stadium. It was one of my favourite bands, and I bought the tickets long before they came to our town. It was a great performance. My friends and I were delighted to hear the old hits and the new songs. The musicians really performed well. Speaker B.
I love music, and I listen to it everywhere. It helps me relax after a hard day's work, and I always wake up to my favourite rock hits. They make me feel energetic, even on an early rainy morning. I can't say what my favourite music is. I like rock and pop, and sometimes listen to country music. It depends on my mood. I even go to classical music concerts when my friends or family agree to go with me.
Speaker C. I'm looking forward to this Saturday. On Saturday, I'm going to a concert by my favourite group. They're only doing one show in our town, and all the tickets to it were sold long ago. It was a great surprise for me when yesterday, when I turned 16, my parents gave me 2 tickets to the concert. It was the best present I could have dreamed of. I'm going to invite my best friend to go there with me. Speaker D.
Music means a lot to me. I can't imagine my life without it. At the age of 4, I started playing the piano. Then I joined a violin class and a guitar class at the music school too. I hope to be a professional musician and probably to go to the conservatory to learn music there. It may sound too ambitious, but I would like to perform in the best concert halls in the country and abroad too.
Speaker E. When my parents brought me to the music school, the teacher there asked me to choose the instrument I would like to learn. To my parents' surprise, I announced that I wanted to learn to play the violin. I know that the guitar or the piano are usually more popular with young people than the violin, but to me, the violin is really special. A good musician can play any sort of music on the violin, and it's not only for classical music, as some people believe. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. I hate the weather we're having this summer. It's cold and rainy, and it doesn't feel like summer at all. Fortunately, it didn't rain yesterday, and we enjoyed the concert at the City Stadium. It was one of my favourite bands, and I bought the tickets long before they came to our town. It was a great performance. My friends and I were delighted to hear the old hits and the new songs. The musicians really performed well. Speaker B.
I love music, and I listen to it everywhere. It helps me relax after a hard day's work, and I always wake up to my favourite rock hits. They make me feel energetic, even on an early rainy morning. I can't say what my favourite music is. I like rock and pop, and sometimes listen to country music. It depends on my mood. I even go to classical music concerts when my friends or family agree to go with me.
Speaker C. I'm looking forward to this Saturday. On Saturday, I'm going to a concert by my favourite group. They're only doing one show in our town, and all the tickets to it were sold long ago. It was a great surprise for me when yesterday, when I turned 16, my parents gave me 2 tickets to the concert. It was the best present I could have dreamed of. I'm going to invite my best friend to go there with me. Speaker D.
Music means a lot to me. I can't imagine my life without it. At the age of 4, I started playing the piano. Then I joined a violin class and a guitar class at the music school too. I hope to be a professional musician and probably to go to the conservatory to learn music there. It may sound too ambitious, but I would like to perform in the best concert halls in the country and abroad too.
Speaker E. When my parents brought me to the music school, the teacher there asked me to choose the instrument I would like to learn. To my parents' surprise, I announced that I wanted to learn to play the violin. I know that the guitar or the piano are usually more popular with young people than the violin, but to me, the violin is really special. A good musician can play any sort of music on the violin, and it's not only for classical music, as some people believe. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Джессики и Нила. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. It's nice to see you, Jessica.
Look, my friends and I are going to the new sports centre today. People say there's a large swimming pool there. Gyms for gymnastics, karate, football, whatever. Fancy going with us?
A sports centre? I've always played football on the lawn behind our block. I've never heard about any sports centre in the area.
You haven't heard about it because it's really new. It's opening today. And you will not have to do your football every day outdoors in any weather. So, are you going with us or not?
I wish I could, but we are all busy with packing today, so unfortunately I can't.
Packing? Why? Are you going for a holiday? But it's school time. And the winter exams are next week.
No, it's not a holiday. For holidays, we'll probably go somewhere in the spring or summer, not sooner. We are just moving house.
Moving house? Where to? Are you saying you'll be living in some other city? Or are you going to another country?
Oh no, don't be so dramatic. We'll be living in the same area, two streets to the north from here.
Oh, good. But why are you moving there?
Because our new flat is larger. Dad insists he needs a study because he has to take work home sometimes. Mum wants a terrace. And you know that I have two brothers, the twins. They are starting school next year, and more room will be needed to arrange a proper learning environment for them.
Learning environment?
Yes, it's how Mum and Dad put it. To me, the learning environment has nothing to do with the learning result. I can learn anywhere if I find the subject interesting. But, right, our old flat has been a bit crowded lately.
Oh, I know that you can study anywhere. You can even do experiments with explosives in your living room.
Yes, that was a mistake, I admit it. The fact that I love science doesn't prevent me from being silly sometimes. But now I only carry out the experiments in our school lab.
Right. But anyway, all great scientists are a bit strange. Probably one day I'll be writing your biography as a great scientist.
It would be better if you painted my portrait. You are good at painting. I remember your work from our arts and design class.
Oh, you are kidding. It's my sister, actually, who has a gift for painting. She loves drawing animals.
Does she?
Yes, and they are very cute. My favourite is her fat rat. It's a cartoon character.
And can she draw a picture of my cat? He's also fat, so it will go well with her rat.
Why not? I think she can.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. It's nice to see you, Jessica.
Look, my friends and I are going to the new sports centre today. People say there's a large swimming pool there. Gyms for gymnastics, karate, football, whatever. Fancy going with us?
A sports centre? I've always played football on the lawn behind our block. I've never heard about any sports centre in the area.
You haven't heard about it because it's really new. It's opening today. And you will not have to do your football every day outdoors in any weather. So, are you going with us or not?
I wish I could, but we are all busy with packing today, so unfortunately I can't.
Packing? Why? Are you going for a holiday? But it's school time. And the winter exams are next week.
No, it's not a holiday. For holidays, we'll probably go somewhere in the spring or summer, not sooner. We are just moving house.
Moving house? Where to? Are you saying you'll be living in some other city? Or are you going to another country?
Oh no, don't be so dramatic. We'll be living in the same area, two streets to the north from here.
Oh, good. But why are you moving there?
Because our new flat is larger. Dad insists he needs a study because he has to take work home sometimes. Mum wants a terrace. And you know that I have two brothers, the twins. They are starting school next year, and more room will be needed to arrange a proper learning environment for them.
Learning environment?
Yes, it's how Mum and Dad put it. To me, the learning environment has nothing to do with the learning result. I can learn anywhere if I find the subject interesting. But, right, Our old flat has been a bit crowded lately.
Oh, I know that you can study anywhere. You can even do experiments with explosives in your living room.
Yes, that was a mistake, I admit it. The fact that I love science doesn't prevent me from being silly sometimes. But now I only carry out the experiments in our school lab.
Right. But anyway, all great scientists are a bit strange. Probably one day I'll be writing your biography as a great scientist.
It would be better if you painted my portrait. You are good at painting. I remember your work from our arts and design class.
Oh, you are kidding. It's my sister, actually, who has a gift for painting. She loves drawing animals.
Does she?
Yes, and they are very cute. My favourite is her fat rat. It's a cartoon character.
And can she draw a picture of my cat? He's also fat, so it will go well with her rat.
Why not? I think she can.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.